What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter. Hey guys, before we get into today's quick tip, this episode is brought to you by my new free Facebook and Instagram ads webinar training. If you're an online expert, in other words, you're a course creator, you're a coach, you're a consultant, you're an online educator, maybe you're doing webinars, etc., and Facebook and Instagram ads make you want to pull your hair out, and you just want a simple step-by-step system for creating profitable Facebook and Instagram ads for your business, then I have a free webinar training that you got to check out. It's called How to Generate Profitable Leads and Sales with Facebook and Instagram Ads. And you can pick a day and time that works best for you at rickmulready.com/training. In addition to learning my exact step-by-step process that I think all online experts need to know to generate profitable leads and sales with Facebook and Instagram ads, you'll also learn the common mistakes that I see most people make with Facebook and Instagram ads and how you can be avoiding them. Again, the link to sign up for the free training and pick a day and time that works best for you is rickmulready.com/training. All right, let's dive into it.
What do you get when you combine simplified digital marketing, proven ROI strategies, and Metallica blasting from his headphones? You get Rick Mulready, of course. So strap in, grab your bulletproof coffee, and get ready, because this is the art of paid traffic. Here's Rick.
Hey, what's up, my friends? Rick Mulready here. Welcome back to the podcast. Thank you so much for listening to the show here. This is another quick tip episode here on the Art of Paid Traffic podcast. With these quick tip episodes, this is where you're going to learn a tip or a strategy that can help you grow your online business so that you can have a bigger impact with your business and increase your revenue at the same time. So today, I want to talk to you about something that I take for granted that a lot of people know. Like, I do a lot of things with Facebook and Instagram ads, but a lot of people don't know what this whole attribution window thing is. Okay, so that's what I want to talk about today. What the attribution window that's associated with your Facebook and Instagram ad stats is all about. And I'm going to keep this really basic. Now, and I first want to clarify that I'm not talking about the attribution section that's found in the Ads Manager toolbar. So when you go into your Ads Manager and you click on the little hamburger menu, little three lines in the upper left-hand corner, you can go into the toolbar there and there's an attribution link that you can click there. I'm not talking about that. What I am going to take you through today and talk about is the attribution window when you customize your reporting columns in Ads Manager. So what am I talking about, right? So basically, when you go into Ads Manager, the stats that you're looking at are based on the attribution window that is set, okay? And you can see this when you go to columns. Now you're in Ads Manager on the right-hand side, you'll see columns and then breakdown. Columns performance, right? Click on that, go to the bottom, and there's a customized columns option. And then in the a box is going to pop up. In the bottom right part of that box, it says attribution window. And it defaults to 28-day click and one-day view, okay? And so I'm going to explain what this means and why it's important and all that stuff. So first of all, let's define what an attribution window is. So an attribution window is basically Facebook is showing you the stats based on, well, what the attribution window is. And so it defaults to like I just mentioned, 28-day click and one-day view. So what that means is Facebook is showing you the stats based on within 28 days of when somebody clicked on your ad. Also, they're showing you the stats of somebody within one day of somebody seeing your ad. Okay, I'm going to repeat that again. It defaults to, if you don't make any changes in here, these are the stats that you're going to see. 28-day click and one-day view. What that means is the stats that you're seeing are based on people who have clicked on your ad within the last 28 days, or I should say, and with one-day view, meaning somebody has seen your ad and taken an action within one day. Okay. Now you can change that attribution window. I'll come back to that, but you can change that. And Facebook goes off of what we call the last touch attribution model. Basically, Facebook is taking credit for anything that happens within the attribution window, meaning the click of an ad within the last 28 days, or in this case here, the one day of somebody seeing your ad. Now, let's just say that, and there's pros and cons to that, right? Here's a perfect example. So my wife, Amy, and I were watching TV last week, and she saw an ad for, I forget what it was. And she's like, oh, that's pretty cool. And so she went to their website to check it out. And I don't know, she didn't buy anything, but she was looking at it. And then she was on Instagram like 20 minutes later, and that same company retargeted her, right? Well, if she made a purchase from the Instagram link, Instagram, like Facebook stats here, would take credit for it, which, yes, that does mean, I mean, that is accurate. Like, they're taking credit. I mean, she made the purchase through their link, but the whole reason that she went there in the first place is seeing the ad on TV. Like, this is like the $1 million thing that companies and huge brands try to figure out, attribution models and stuff like that. But I'm trying to like really simplify it for you today, and just basically what this means for you. Okay. So just know that Facebook goes on what they call the last touch attribution model. And the default is 28 days click and one day view. And so the stats that you're seeing in Ads Manager, if you've not made any changes to the default stats, right, then these stats that you're looking at mean that somebody has clicked on your ad within the last 28 days and taken the action that you want. Also, it's showing you people who have seen your ad in the last one day and taken the action that you want them to take. Now, I don't like that default. Okay. I don't really care about the person seeing my ad. I want to know who clicked on my ad and took the action I want them to take, meaning registered for a webinar or opted in for something or whatever it is, or purchased. That's what I want to know. I don't really care if somebody just saw the ad and then did something. Yes, that's powerful. But what I really want to know in looking at my stats from my ads is, did somebody click on the ad and take the action they want them to take? And so I recommend that you change that default window to just 28 days click, right? And so now there's two different ways to do that. You can do it in Ads Manager there, and you click on the performance dropdown and go to customize columns. And then that bottom right hand corner, it says attribution window, 28 day click and one day view. And then there's a comparing windows option, and you'll see that you can choose the different windows to compare, right? And so what I like to do is just click on 28 days, click that, and then uncheck the include default attribution window, and then click apply. And so now I'm looking at the stats. So within 28 days, click. Now, what's going to happen when you do this? Well, your stats are likely going to go down because your stats were including the people who just viewed your ad within the past 24 hours and then took an action. But I think the 28-day click is truly a more accurate depiction of how your ads are actually performing, right? Of course, there's benefit to people seeing your ad and then converting. But if I'm using my ads to get people to opt into my list or register for a webinar or training or whatever, then I want to see them clicking. I want to see how well my ads are getting people to take an action, click on my ad, and then register or opt in, right? Now, there's always exceptions to this. So for example, if you're a little bit more advanced and you're optimizing for sales, for example, purchases, this may be a little bit different because there's definitely value in people seeing your ads and then purchasing. There's also value in looking at the attribution window of, say, 1 day or 7 day click. Okay. Now, one more thing here on this. When you see the attribution window in the bottom right hand corner of that customized columns box, there's a little eye. There's often that little eye next to things that gives you the information of what that means. You can mouse over that little eye, and there's a link there that says edit attribution settings. And so you can change the default for all of your stats that you're looking at. So when you click on that in the upper right hand corner, it says attribution. And it says your attribution settings determines how Facebook measures actions that result from your ads. Facebook uses last touch attribution model. You can set your attribution window or the period of time for which you want to count actions people taking after clicking or viewing, which will affect the results that you see for your ads. And that's what I've just explained. And so it shows you what the default is, 28 days click and 1 day view. Well, there's an edit button, so you can change that if you only want to see the 28 day click, which is what I recommend. Okay. But again, there's all, as with everything, right? There's always pros and cons. So for example, if you're optimizing for sales, you're a little bit more advanced and you're optimizing for purchases, then, you know, there's going to be value there in the people seeing your ads and looking at that. Or there's going to be value there in looking at, you know, what's the 1 day click results or the 7 day clicks results, because it gives you the 1 day click, 7 days or 28 days. For the most part, I like looking at from a registration standpoint or an opt-in standpoint. If I'm building my list, I want to see 28 day click. All right. Again, I'm warning you though, if you have never changed the default window and you've been looking at the stats as they are, and you change this to just 28 day clicks, your stats are going to look differently and very likely less than what you're used to seeing, because up to this point, it's been pulling in the 1 day view. So I hope this makes sense, right? The attribution window, what it is and why it's important, and why you do need to know just what it is and how to use it to your advantage for your ads, right? Because a lot of people don't even know it's there. They're just like, wait, attribution window? What the heck are you talking about? But it is important to understand what it is if you are going to be looking at your stats and making educated decisions on what to do with your ads after they've been running for a while. Okay. All right. Before we go, over half of the 15 spots are already taken for my next Accelerator Mastermind group. And this group runs from October 2019, I should say, to March 2020. And this group, the Accelerator Mastermind, is for online experts, meaning you're a course creator, you're a coach, you're a consultant, you're an online educator, and you've already achieved a certain level of success in your business, but you are now spinning your wheels to get to the next level, whether that's to break through six figures, multiple six figures, or even seven figures. If that's you, you very likely do not need another course or to read more books. What you need is a cohesive growth strategy, right? Because in addition to leads and sales from Facebook and Instagram ads, it also takes things like mastering your mindset, building a team, becoming the actual CEO of your business, stopping doing all the things in your business. I mean, I could go on here, right? Most experts, and I've been guilty of this for a long time, up until recently, teach Facebook and Instagram ads in a vacuum. But to truly create sustainable growth in your business, it takes a more holistic strategy, along with coaching, accountability, community, and support. It's all connected, my friends, right? And if you're listening to this right now as an online expert and you're nodding your head, you're like, yeah, this is me. Well, I want to help you, because in the same way that having a coach helped me grow my business to where it is today, it's my turn. It has been my turn to give that gift to others. And so if you're an online expert and you want to finish off 2019 with an injection of coaching, support, and accountability, and then roll into 2020 with massive momentum and take your online expert business to the next level, then my next 6-month Accelerator Mastermind group may be for you. So if you'd like to apply, this is application only. I say no way more than I say yes to people who are applying. Go to rickmulready.com/accelerator. You can fill out your application there, and then we'll see about scheduling a free strategy session with me to find out if you might be a fit for the Accelerator. Okay. Coming up on the podcast, I'm going to be talking about how there's a big change coming to the podcast, including the art of paid traffic is going away, my friends. That's right. Full explanation for you in the next episode. So until then, and as always, my friends, keep testing your online marketing to find out what works for you and your business, and then do more of what's working, right? I'll see you in the next episode.
Don't worry, there's more of Art of Paid Traffic coming soon. If you can't wait for more incredible digital marketing strategies, head over to rickmulready.com. We'll see you next time.
Don't forget to head down to the show notes below and register for the Platform and Profit Summit that starts May 1st, this Wednesday, where you're going to hear just practical advice that's working right now, this year in 2024, not in years past, right? Like how to build a 90-day evergreen funnel that actually works. Presented by Corinne Crabtree. Heard of her? How about minimalist marketing? How to get more eyes on your business by doing less? Or what about 5 simple website fixes to get more clients? I'm not going to read through all of these good talks and strategy sessions, but what you got to take away is this is not theory. It's what's working in people's business. These experts that are speaking, they're sharing the good stuff, behind the scenes stuff. And, you know, I'll be speaking there too on a panel about how to position yourself and your business for more connections and collaborations, because really it's partnering and collaborating with people that brings authority, that brings in steady revenue and profit into my business. So I want you guys to learn and take away strategies and tips and tricks and real systems that you can put to work in your business right now. That link is in the show notes below. Sign up is 100% free, but it does start May 1st. That's in a couple days from now, and I'll see you there. Take care. Bye.